listening to ABC Radio Brisbane.
It's that time of year. It can be the absolute best time of year, and then sometimes the frayed edges of temper can be revealed and the demands can come at you from every direction. And if you have children, it's a particularly interesting time of the year as well. Again, heightened great moments and, shall we say, deepened difficult moments as well. So how do you deal with the lashings of gracelessness that can occur with children through Christmas, the bad behaviours, the tantrums, the kind of hanging out with more people all at once? How do you make sure Christmas is a great time for children when it can be so easy for them to feel overwhelmed, to be with relatives who they don't know, who expect the children to feel comfortable with kisses and cuddles, and things don't always work out exactly right? Christine Bagley-Jones is a Brisbane psychologist who's here, who's happy to take your calls too if you'd like to be part of the conversation. 1300 222 612 is the number if you'd like a strategy or two, or to share an anecdote. 1300 222 612 is the number to call. G'day, Christine.
Good morning.
So thank you for joining us once again, and for joining us throughout the year here on ABC Brisbane Weekends. We sort of come to the end of the year, and gosh, children and Christmas, you know, the biggest thing I think of, there's a number of things, but the biggest thing I think of is, how do we get to instill a sense of gratitude in our children when there is, you know, so much, there's so much gift giving, there's so much, you know, there's lots of social events where, you know, they get special things, like special thing, special thing, special thing. It's, how do we get a sense of appreciation for all of that at this time of year?
I guess it's one of the most tricky dilemmas that the average parent does face, Kate, because we all want the children to have a great special time, but we're also more and more conscious of the fact that it's becoming very materialistic. Their expectations each year seem to be a little bit more, or at least the same as last year. There's no scaling back naturally for the young person. So it's about all year round instilling maybe a different attitude around what means a good day, or, you know, how to appreciate the smaller things in life. But it's not too late even now. Like today, start talking to your children around what their expectations are, and then mould perhaps as much as you can the new version that you'd like to see.
So what does that mean in a practical sense? How do you start a conversation like that, and how do you begin to mould that? When you want to make sure that your children have, you know, whatever you can possibly provide to them.
Yes, but part of what you can provide to them as a good is a good example, and something that can set them on a good path for the rest of their lives, where they're not hungry for that sense gratification or lots of material items, where we can get them to appreciate and be grateful for the finer things, if you like. So I guess in answer to your question about starting a conversation, find a time to sit down with them and ask them what they're thinking Christmas should involve this year, and get an idea of where they're at, rather than just assuming they want the sun and the moon. And then maybe talk to them about, well, what if we had less this time? What if we just looked at quality rather than quantity? Perhaps even start a global discussion around what's going on around the planet right now in terms of our environment and around people that are less fortunate. At any age, that's an appropriate discussion. My six-year-old is available to talk about how others don't have as much, so therefore, do we actually need as much? What actually will make you happy, rather than all of the bump that goes with it?
Children are inherently selfish. It's part of their development, isn't it?
It's part of their survival strategy, I guess.
So it's natural, and I think, you know, kids are very much the centre of their own universe when they're young toddlers. But when do they start to get a sense of, you know, other people can be just as important, and get a sense of generosity too, in a child development kind of
sure.
sense?
Sure. Well, I guess for me, it's just start dipping your toe in. And as soon as they are verbal, you can start to try to allow them to understand the basics around empathy and around understanding other people's perspective. And you'll notice when it starts to gather traction. You know, when they're around three, they're probably awake enough neurologically to understand some simple transactional factors that will lead to happiness for both parties.
So we do talk about sharing, no sharing. Now it's your turn, and that's, you know.
It all starts there. It starts, and being the example is such a great way. Like, it's very difficult for a young person to appreciate having less and not indulging if you're not walking the walk as well.
I wonder if you've set an example like this in your home, or you've had a conversation with your child or perhaps grandchild about this and how it went. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-300-222-612. Sometimes children can totally surprise you with their generosity and their understanding in these matters, can't they?
Absolutely. And I think the trick there is inviting space where that can happen, like conversation, and let them focus a little bit more on what they want to give others and perhaps really get into that with them. If they want to make something, or if they've got a special gift in mind for a loved one or a sibling, then really blow that one up rather than what they want. And I feel like because we're busy as parents, we just like quickly want to, what would you like? So I can start sourcing it out. Mm. And I'm really busy. And so you get your own to-do list. It would be great if you could pause a little bit and say, what are you getting the others? And put the time into helping them create the nice cards for the grandparents, or try to shift the flavour from just receiving to also giving, and really reward that behaviour and be really excited when they show the slightest sign of thinking beyond themselves.
Interesting when you're talking about asking children what they want out of Christmas. We often talk about a list for Santa, but the structure of the day, that's usually very much dominated by what the adults want to do. Sure, there's present opening, but the lunch is on this time and it's at this house because these adults want, you know, it's dominated by the adult social structure, and that's important. It's important to feel connected to broader family, but the day isn't necessarily centered around what the kids want to do.
I think you're right. I feel like we have the banner that's you know, Christmas is for the kids, but because we've got to go visit these people and it's hot and we've got to prepare this food prior and all of the trimmings that go with a family Christmas, we can lose sight of it, and we can then get a bit ruffled and maybe not as patient with our young people.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, Kate O'Toole is my name, and you're hearing from Christine Bagley-Jones, Brisbane psychologist. In a moment, when we do that, have that big day with that, you know, meal that's prepared and all of the social tensions that happen when you have extended family together, and it's not really about the children, sometimes bad behaviour ensues. So what does one do about it? We'll discuss that next here on ABC Radio Brisbane.
You, with the kids screaming in the background. Looking for a way to keep them busy long enough to enjoy a well-earned cuppa? Well, do we have something for you. Grab the kids, pop them on the couch, click on the telly, hit play on iView, and thank us later. Because the ABC has all the latest episodes of Australia's favourite kids show, Bluey, ready to stream. And it's you and me in the summertime. The best summertime streaming is available now on iView.
Christmas Day can be pretty big, or any of the social events that happen around this festive time of the year. And kids are tired. Sometimes they're a bit overwhelmed, overstimulated. The wheels can fall off. Bad behaviour can happen. Brisbane psychologist Christine Bagley-Jones is here. How do we deal with the less than ideal when it comes to children in this festive time of the year? Often we're out socialising. What do you do
when it goes a bit pear-shaped? Well, as I said, make sure you've done your prep work in that you've tried to let the children understand what you'd like to see for the day, and they've shared with you so you can manage their expectations and try to let them have little wins throughout the day. And then once you're there, I guess if you notice that things are going downhill in that one of the kids are starting to deteriorate in terms of their behaviour, try to get in early. Don't leave it on this particular day for them to work it out themselves, because that's like playing Russian roulette. Perhaps just jump in and just try to ascertain the issue. If there's conflict or if there's just a little mini meltdown by an individual, pull them aside, get down at their level and check in what's going on and see if you can practically help and take the sting out of the situation first.
What's a way to de-escalate in that way? What do you mean by take the sting out of it?
Sometimes the issue is resolvable if an adult can just look at this. It's often about sharing or about someone's needs not being met or someone not being understood. So an adult can often referee and sort that out where there's a quick little win-win. We just have to be the rational ones. We have to be the adults. but if that's not working, don't allow the situation to continue to escalate. Take the people that are involved and separate them. And let people have some time out and some space. Let them breathe, maybe have a glass of water. I really love the breathing because it gives them a chance to sort of reflect, how do they want this? This day is heading in a direction that's not good. Let's rein it back in. It's never too late to improve the situation.
What happens if another adult relative steps in to try to deal with the situation in a way that you're not comfortable with, particularly when it relates to your own children?
Yeah. Well, that's an awkward one, isn't it? Because we will get other family together that might not be as up to date or finger on the pulse about where we are in terms of looking after our children and directing them and discipline and boundaries.
And everyone has a different way to deal with these and different boundaries in their own home.
That's right. If someone weighs in and you can, let it go to the keeper. Like, you don't want to make a scene on Christmas Day because someone's been a little bit harsh towards Freddie. If you feel that it's completely, or if they haven't backed you, or if you feel it's crossed a line that's going to really interrupt something important for you in terms of managing your young person, you do have the right to advocate. You have to protect them. And sometimes that's being firm or to either them or to the grown up. Just remember to be respectful. Don't fight in front of the kids. Ask the other adult that's involved, could you just have a quick minute with them? Make it as comfortable as possible where you might share where you're, concerned about what they've just said, or that you'd really love them to do this instead because this is why. And explain to the adult so that you're showing them respect that, you know, you owe it to them. We don't do this anymore because of this, but not in front of the children and not where you're going to get the adult offside. It's a balancing act.
Christine Bagley-Jones is here in the studio, Brisbane psychologist, happy to take your calls, 1300 222 612, if you'd like to join the conversation. We are talking about children and Christmas in particular. If you have a question or even perhaps an observation from Christmas past, you're welcome to give us a call or send a text. The number to call, 1300 222 612.
Thinking in hindsight,
little bit of hindsight for you, Rach Brennan and the Pines on ABC Radio Brisbane. Kate O'Toole is my name. It's 7 to 9.
You're listening to Kate O'Toole on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
It's time, Christine Bagley-Jones, Brisbane psychologist, to share your anti-tantrum tips. Look, sometimes it's inevitable, but you can postpone it or minimise it. If you do follow a few things through the day, what's your advice?
I think on the day, just be super prepared for the inevitability that there might be a meltdown. So try to ensure that your young person is well rested and had some good sleep if possible. And then on the day itself, if you can manage the potential overexcitement, like just try that sensory input is overwhelming for everybody. We all feel it as adults. Mm. And if you can, just encourage them just to occasionally take a little bit of a break, and certainly with the devices, have a break, because, you know, they're going to feel exhausted. So also try, if you can, to get some healthy food in them during the day, because they're going to eat a lot of junk, no doubt. So if you can ensure that they maybe, we have a fruit platter on Christmas morning. It's just our tradition now, as we sit under the tree and open the presents. We have this massive platter and nothing else, because I know the rest of the day is going to be just filled with lots of heavy, junky food. And I'm fine with that, because I know I've just at least got some good things down their gullet. The other thing is just really praise anything good you're seeing. If you're seeing kids playing well together and you're walking past them, chime in and say, hey, this is great, guys. Happy playing. I'm really glad you're enjoying yourselves, because that then instills that sense of wanting to do well.
It's difficult, isn't it, when the meltdown happens, if it does. I was just reflecting on, you know, we don't always parent 100% all the time. I was reflecting on how sometimes as a parent, you lose your patience while you're trying to ask your child to deal with your own emotions, and you sort of sit back and think, hang on a minute, if I can't regulate my own emotions exactly perfectly, how can I possibly expect a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old to be able to do it as well? And our tempers are a little short at this time of year. We are a little bit tired. Mm-hmm. So what do we do to keep ourselves in check?
It's a really good point, Kate, because I feel like we go in and we're quite frazzled. And then, on any given day, actually, the first thing I always encourage parents to do is just take a look at where you're at and do a check-in and make sure that your energy levels are sufficient enough to get you through the event or the day, and really look after yourself so that you will have the energy to operate in a way that makes you feel good. But having said that, nobody's perfect. There's going to be occasions where we lose it a little bit, say things we don't mean, maybe we lash out with a bit of a temper. So as soon as you're aware that you've done that, the beauty of relationships is it's never too late to circle back around and say, hey, I'm just thinking about the way I spoke to you before, or the things I said, or I just feel like I was a bit too harsh, and I'm sorry. And that is just one of the most powerful and meaningful things you can offer a child as an adult.
We use the word frustrated in my house a lot. Instead of angry, it's like, I'm really sorry. I was a bit frustrated and I spoke too loudly. So I'm sorry about that. We do. It is that time. You can't do it all perfectly all the time, but you can certainly have an awful lot of fun. Christine Bagley-Jones, thank you so much for being here with us today and throughout the year. Was there a final word you wanted to leave us with on this?
Oh, well, thank you. I've just had a lovely year. I love coming in here. It's so much fun. Quick thing just to remember about Christmas is the kids are going to remember Christmas Day. It's a milestone in the year. So just be aware that they're going to take it all on board and they're going to reflect on it. So try to be really present, be on their team, and make sure everybody has happy memories.
We'll try to achieve that. Thank you so much, Christine.
You take care.
You too. Christine Bagley-Jones, Brisbane psychologist, just sharing some tips with you today about how to deal with Christmas when you have children.
ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland with Kate O'Toole.